Ephesians 4:23-24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Part of what I'm sharing this morning is taken from Max Lucado's book, Just Like Jesus, the Holy Bible, and My Life in Christ. Lately, I have been blessed to see areas in my heart exposed to the light of Jesus Christ that I've been keeping somewhat hidden from Him, I thought, in my own way. In each of these areas, I was kind of in a comfort zone, an area that I found very comfortable. And think places in our hearts we can adjust to get by on with minimal effort. Call these bad habits, sin, just areas that I've kept secure in myself. I'm going to give you a story here to throw in some similarities and tie things through. This story is years ago, an older, wealthy, and miserly single woman lived outside of town. When electricity was available to be had, she wanted to be one of the first to have it. After several months, a gentleman from the electric company came out to look at the meter. When he saw that hardly any usage of the electrical power was used, he went to her and asked if her service was working. And she said, "Oh yes, it works fine. I turn the lights on every night at dark. I can see how to light my candles, and when my candles are lit, I turn off the electricity. I love it." Accepting the Lord as our Savior and the new life is great, but the old ways do stay with us sometimes. Like the old lady that took the light for moments, and then the rest of the time with the candles lived in her shadows. I can draw a definite analogy to the comfort zones in my life. That same thing. I live in a lot of shadows and not in the light of Christ. As I prepared this short message and spent probably too many hours for as short as it is on it, I realized how much of my day is not looking unto the Lord at all. I am blessed that just 2 weeks ago or so, we were at a men's retreat for 3 days, and that helps to focus on the Lord a lot more with our Christian brothers, encouraging one another. And it really reflects on that my weeks go by sometimes with very little. You know, I'll have devotional with my wife in the morning, and we don't go on in the day, or I don't too much on the Lord. But like the old lady that took that light for moments to live in those shadows, many times we take the Lord's gifts only to turn the switch off and draw from ourselves in a comfort zone. As Christ works in our hearts to become that new man, we accept just enough to be comfortable. Seems sort of like I'm making Christ fit into one of those comfort zones sometimes. I do it, you know, and I just take them and say, okay, this is part of my life. You're just part of my life, Lord. You're not my life, just part of it. And it's not comfortable when I come before Him. It's very uncomfortable. Seek repentance and forgiveness for that. I'm going to read Romans 8:28-29. Good, I wrote that right. And we know that all times work to... We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestine to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Christ has come to put a new man in us. God chose us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Another comparison on this is redecorating versus remodeling. As I was preparing this, I knew I'd heard about this item before even this book on Max Lucado touched on it, and I believe it was Linda Hildreth had brought little pamphlets in on this very subject too. And I may have, just after reading that, thrown some of those things in there. I don't know who wrote it or what, but my wife remembered Linda had brought those in. Christ has come to remodel our hearts with our permission. Like some like me, allow a little redecorating. I like my old couch, my old fridge. My TV is okay, and I'll let them move it to the back room, but I do want my videos. You know, I got to have those with it. You know, so working with Christ, I say, you know, we can make the front room really nice. We can have fellowship there. And people that come over can sit in there. You know, but the other rooms we'll do later. You know, too much at once. You know, and those are my terms. And God works in those terms, but it's not what He wants. He's come to do the remodeling, not redecorating, is what Christ has come to do. He came with tools, plans, permits. He wants to move walls, work on foundations, plumbing, electrical, doors, windows, and the like. He is the most experienced at the job and the only one qualified to do it. And at this point, I sat down and what are the differences between my heart and that of Christ, or your heart and that of Christ? Some basic ones are, He is spiritual, we are physical. He is selfless, we are selfish. He is strong and single-minded, we are weak and distracted. To be conformed to the image of His Son. We are growing towards this. Spiritual selfishness, strong and single-minded heart. It's a joy to grow that way. It's tough at times, but we go on. When we're younger, it would seem harder to me to imagine. I didn't accept the Lord until I was about 30 in my life. But when we're younger, it would be tougher to think a new man. As I get older, it's easier to imagine. You know, Bob, it must be real easy for you. And that's not written down, but it just came to me. But it is easier to submit to the Lord as we get older in many areas that when we're in our youth, we weren't able to. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. How much effort are we willing to expend to let the love of our Heavenly Father grow in our hearts and minds? Daily coming before Him, who loved us before time, who loved us in our sin, who loves us no more or less after accepting salvation through repentance and acknowledgement of God's grace. And will continue to love us as we grow older, still and always His children. For us who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, He is there in our hearts to continue the good work already started. That's about what I have to share this morning on the written word. This morning, looking through more scriptures, there was one here, Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. I've printed these up in nice little colorful strips. And I'm going to take one on my rear view mirror. Now, I can do that legally because I have those side mirrors on my car. I'm going to be in Sierra for a few days this week even. And I'm just going to be not looking back in that mirror, but looking forward. And giving thanks to the Lord for the... I don't know how many of these I made up. I just printed a few sheets and cut them into strips. So, if husband and wives to get them or have one car, share them. Or put them on your mirror at home. Or toss them. The original message I had here was more on encouragement. Sometimes I can sit here and the singing's not what it should be, and I know I'm not participating like I should. That message sort of just died out. I don't know why, and this one sort of grew. I had notes for months. But I wish us all to stand with and encourage each other in worship, praise, and singing to our Heavenly Father and His Son, our King. And with hearts open to His Spirit of truth and love. And that's it. Thank you.